think my soul is also whispering, you're not ready to be chosen until you've chosen yourself first. Because I was so young still and learning. I was living for others more than myself. And so I didn't understand it then. I definitely didn't make sense of it overnight, right? But it took months of wrestling with fear and guilt and the stories that I'd built about what a good woman or a good partner should do. It took unlearning the idea that choosing myself meant betraying someone else. And even when I finally made the decision to end the engagement, it was with full clarity. Yet that clarity comes in waves, right? Through quiet mornings, through journaling, through grief, through relief. I don't think I was journaling much at that time, but I definitely had to take time to process if this was really the direction I wanted to go. Again, that was well over a decade ago, and I've had many forks in the road moments since then where I knew I had to choose myself. Like trying to chase a friendship that just is not there, or the person doesn't feel the same way you do. I would have to choose myself. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul, and happy Magic Monday. Before we begin, I wanted to share something new. I've been writing on Substack. I made one post last year, didn't touch it again, so I just made another post. I'm not charging anything because this is going to be something I do right now for fun and see how consistent I get with it. I'm excited about Substack. I'm very inspired by how honest and sincere and genuine everyone is on Substack, and it's a new avenue to create and share some more personal journaling, so to speak. So my Substack is my name, Raquel, R-A-Q-U-E-L-L-E, Mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A, and I see it as a slower, softer space where I can pour the words that don't always fit inside an episode. So if you'd like something a little more reflective, some gentle thoughts, creative musings, more honest moments between the noise, right? I think you'll like it there. I mean, we'll see what happens. A lot of reflections as I'm aging. And it's not even just accepting your 30s. I love being 30. It's more so just acknowledging the differences between the insecurities I had in my 20s versus my 30s and the fears I have and the newfound excitement and joy I have as well, and what I love about it. So anyway, we'll see what that ends up becoming and how it ends up evolving. Always changing and evolving here. But if you like Substack, if you like to read Substacks, mine's Raquel Mantra. Now, today's Magic Monday is about something that I think we all experience at some point, and it's realizing that choosing yourself isn't a single brave decision. It's a process, right? It's truly a process, and sometimes we're at a point in life where like, oh, I might be at a fork in the road, but I'm going to listen and give it some time and so I can get some clarity to decide which direction to take. Sometimes also choosing ourselves takes months, right? Or may even take years. And it's rarely loud or immediate. It's often quiet and patient, but it's deeply human. So yeah, today's episode is for anyone that is in that in-between stage, or knowing that you likely will have one of those in-between stages again. So prepping yourself and your mind ahead of time. And also for anyone learning that clarity takes time and that it's okay to let the truth unfold as at its own pace, because choosing yourself isn't a one-time choice. It's a devotion you renew again and again as you come home to who you are. So, you know, you hear the phrase like, choose yourself or trust your worth. And they sound so simple, like something you can just decide in a single moment of empowerment. But the truth is, clarity doesn't usually arrive as a thunderbolt. It's slower, it's softer, and sometimes it feels more like confusion than confidence. And I used to think I'd just know when to walk away from something that wasn't aligned, and that when it was time to choose me, the choice would be clean and obvious. But for me, it wasn't like that at all. I mean, years ago, a decade ago, over a decade ago, I was actually engaged to a really wonderful person, and he was kind and thoughtful and wonderful in just so many ways, and the kind of partner that I thought I should probably end up with. But yet deep down, there was a quiet feeling that there was a misalignment there. And also, I wasn't ready. I was in my early 20s, and that wasn't where my head was at the time, was not to get married and settle down. I still wanted to go travel the world. And so my soul was whispering that it's not time. It's not time. Sometimes I think back and I'm like, I think my soul is also whispering, you're not ready to be chosen until you've chosen yourself first. Because I was so young still and learning. I was living for others more than myself. And so I didn't understand it then. And I definitely didn't make sense of it overnight, right? But it took months of wrestling with fear and guilt and the stories that I'd built about what a good woman or a good partner should do. And it took unlearning the idea that choosing myself meant betraying someone else. And even when I finally made the decision to end the engagement, it was with full clarity. Yet that clarity comes in waves, right? Through quiet mornings, through journaling, through grief, through relief. I don't think I was journaling much at that time, but I definitely had to take time to process if this was really the direction I wanted to go. And again, that was well over a decade ago, and I've had many forks in the road moments since then where I knew I had to choose myself. Like trying to chase a friendship that just is not there, or the person doesn't feel the same way you do. I would have to choose myself. And in time, heal that heartbreak, whether it's a friend loss or a relationship loss, and choose myself knowing that I'll be okay. And through realizing that choosing yourself, it's not an act of rebellion, it's an act of remembering. That's why I call it the myth of instant clarity. It's not a switch you flip, it's a series of tiny moments where you start noticing, like when your nervous system feels calm versus when it feels like you're treading water, or when you're being true to yourself versus when you're performing what's expected. And when you're growing towards someone or something, and when you're quietly shrinking to stay. I've been talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth for a while now, and for good reason, the herbal supplement designed to help women maintain optimal hormone levels. It's trusted by women all over the world, with more than 50,000 reviews and 98% recommending it to loved ones. And now you can take those results even further by pairing it with Happy Mammoth's prebiotic collagen protein, which is science-backed. I'll tell you all about it. This unique blend is designed to restore gut lining integrity, which plays a major role in supporting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, and keep you feeling satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and support general well-being. And because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can actually amplify your hormone harmony results so you can feel more like yourself again. And as someone in her mid-30s, I've really enjoyed adding the prebiotic collagen protein to my daily routine. Again, I'm lighted by the fact that it's backed by science and it's become a simple treat I look forward to whether I'm blending it into a smoothie or just mixing it up on the go. And the best part, Happy Mammoth is fully dedicated to women's health. Again, their products are made with science-backed ingredients, so no compromise ever, so you know you're getting quality that actually works. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code MAGIC for 15% off today. Alright, so quick pause because I have to tell you about this book that completely took over my weekend. It's called Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, and it's a romance starring a demon, and I actually found it pretty cozy. This one's a paranormal romance, which I'm obviously very into. Think literal grumpy sunshine energy. She's an angel named Sunshine, and he's a demon with a mysterious forgotten past. And it's the ultimate forbidden love setup, right? The book mixes humor and heart and just the right amount of heat, if you know what I'm saying. So it's the kind of story that reminds you why the grumpy sunshine trope is such a favorite, right? The banter, the tension, the redemption arc. Oh my gosh, it's so, so good. For those of you who love romantic fantasy fictions, you must read this. I started it thinking I'd read a couple chapters, and then I was up for a while laughing out loud, totally invested in this family of demons. Aurora Asher writes with so much wit and charm, and yeah, you can't help rooting for every single one of them. Plus the cover, the teal and yellow combo, it's just beautiful. Anyway, it's honestly the perfect spooky season read. It's not too dark or scary. It's just cozy and funny and romantic and, of course, a little spicy, which we love. And so if you love books like My Roommate is a Vampire by Jenna Levine or the Travis Baldry's Legends and Lattes series, then this is 100% your vibe. Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher is out now wherever books are sold, and there's a deluxe limited edition with gorgeous stenciled edges and bonus content, but only while supplies last. So grab it while you can. Again, that's Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, a feel-good paranormal romance that'll totally charm the demon lover and angel believer in you. You might find yourself asking gentle questions like, do I feel emotionally safe here? Or am I building a life that's mine or one that's waiting for someone else's approval? Or am I doing this for myself or am I really going through all these motions just to make this person happy, but I'm not happy doing it? Or am I ready to make a change, or do I just need time to listen to what my body and heart are really saying? And so that's the real checklist, not of logic or labels, but of how peace feels in your body. So if you're in a situation where you're debating a road, whether to stay or to leave or to change or to leap, give yourself the gift of time. Choosing yourself doesn't always mean acting fast. Sometimes it means letting your inner knowing catch up with your outer life. And sometimes it's just sitting in the uncertainty long enough for the truth to settle in. And that's not weakness. No, that's wisdom. So if you're listening and you're in this space where maybe you're not sure what's right yet, then breathe. You're not behind. You're becoming. And every question you ask yourself, every bit of discomfort you sit through, every moment you practice being honest with what you feel, that is you choosing yourself one quiet layer at a time. So even after we choose ourselves, it's not like the story suddenly ends with credits rolling and triumphant music playing, because the truth is, you'll have to choose yourself again and again, and it comes in waves. One day you'll feel strong and centered, untouchable, like you've cracked the code. And then without warning, something or someone will test that clarity and you'll feel old patterns resurface. You'll catch yourself waiting for validation or over-explaining or quieting your truth so someone else can stay comfortable. And perhaps you'll think, ugh, I thought I was past this. But you are. You're just revisiting the same lesson at a deeper level or a different looking level. And growth moves in spirals, right? Not straight lines. So when the waves hit, try not to judge it. Instead, pause and notice. Oh, here it is again. The part of me that still wants permission to be enough. That awareness is progress. It means the version of you that once abandoned herself is now learning to stay. Choosing yourself is not about never losing balance. It's about noticing faster when you've started to lean away from your truth. And I have a certain feeling inside my gut that's not easy to explain in words. It does kind of feel like a witch is stirring her cauldron inside of my gut. Something is telling me, oh, I am doing this not because this feels right or aligned for me. I'm doing this just to make someone happy because they've helped me out in so many ways. Hopefully you can find an aligning way to pay them back. But if something doesn't feel aligned or right, then listen to that. Because also that could be preventing you, that gut feeling could be preventing you from some sort of mishap or unfortunate circumstance that could happen or arise if you don't honor whatever it is that your gut is telling you. It's about catching the moment that your body tenses or your tone softens too much. Your intuition goes quiet and gently steering yourself back home. You'll know you're evolving when you can love the parts of you that still hesitate, because those parts aren't weakness. They're proof that you're learning how to return without punishment. And so when another wave of doubt rolls in, try this little check-in. Breathe deeply and ask, what do I need to feel safe in my own energy again? Write down what's true right now. Do one small thing that brings you back to yourself. A walk or a bath or a song or a journal entry. A long stare at the moon. You're not regressing. You're remembering you, coming back to yourself. And every wave that comes carries another chance to choose yourself with more gentleness than the time before. You'll only get better at it or feel more comfortable in it. And so that's what real confidence is, by the way, not certainty, but just a self-trust in motion. I also believe it comes from not needing to or finding a great balance. If you can't please somebody, you're okay with it. If you can't appease someone, you're okay with it. And you're choosing your own alignment and rhythm. That's simple. Easier said than done sometimes though, right? So how do you actually choose yourself? And not in theory, not as a quote on your mirror, but in real life, especially when it still feels messy or unclear. By the way, back to the quote in the mirror, I know that I just said that like it was nothing. No, those are a lot. Those are something. And I do feel like sometimes we got to fake it till we make it, especially the more we see a certain quote or phrase that really deeply aligns with where we want to go. Yeah, I am 100% for that. But this is just for those moments where it's just you. You start small. You start with gentleness. Choosing yourself gently might look like pausing before you automatically say yes, right? Or it might look like giving yourself permission to not have an answer yet. It might look like saying, I don't know what's next, but I know I need space to listen. And sometimes it's not about making a big move. It's about making a quiet promise, a promise to stay awake to your own truth, even when it would be easier to drift back into old patterns. A promise to stop outsourcing your peace to other people's timelines. That's huge. And a promise to remember that your becoming doesn't need anyone else's approval. Period. Amen. End of story. Good night. No, but we're going to keep going. But in that space, when the noise of the world fades and it's just you and your breath, you can whisper a few simple words that I've been using lately. Like, I'm allowed to take my time. I'm allowed to change my mind. I'm allowed to choose myself, even if it takes a few tries. Because the goal isn't to be perfect or decisive. It's to stay connected and to keep returning to yourself with tenderness and to trust that clarity comes not when you chase it, but when you create enough stillness to hear it. So if you're in that in-between season where things feel uncertain or where your intuition is whispering but the mind still wants answers, let it be slow. Let it be sacred. You are not behind for needing time to process. You're just becoming someone who no longer betrays herself for the sake of rushing the story. Choosing yourself is not about cutting people out or building walls. It's about learning how to be rooted in your truth no matter who's standing beside you. And when you forget, because you will, remember this. Every time you come home to yourself, the reunion gets softer, stronger, and more certain. There's something I've noticed. The universe seems to meet us at the level of our self-trust. Like when we second-guess every feeling, life mirrors that uncertainty. You know, like when we doubt our timing, opportunities seem to hesitate too, right? Or am I just crazy? Because this is what I recognize in my own life. When we finally whisper, I trust myself, even here, the energy around us starts to rearrange itself. It's not magic in the fairy tale sense, it's resonance. When you stop waiting for proof that you're ready and start being ready, the world catches up. I think of it like a conversation between you and life. Every time you set a boundary, the universe replies, oh, got it, okay. She knows her worth, go queen, yep. Okay, we're going to honor that. We're going to honor this energy boundary with her from now on, and that is the line she's walking down. Cool. Well, every time you also say no to something that drains you, it whispers, okay, I see you. You honoring yourself. Let's make room for what nourishes you more. So every time you walk away from what doesn't feel aligned, even if your voice shakes, I truly believe that life begins conspiring in your favor quietly behind the scenes. Self-trust doesn't mean you never question things. It just means that you believe in your own recovery and you believe that no matter what happens, you can handle it. You'll be fine. That you can course correct and recenter and keep moving. And when that belief takes root, you don't have to chase what's meant for you. It recognizes you. It meets you halfway. It knows your frequency. So if you're in that space when you're learning to trust yourself again, or where you're tired of searching for signs and just want to feel aligned, well then try this. Don't ask the universe for confirmation. Show it your decisions. Show it your boundaries. Show it your faith through action. Even the tiniest, gentlest step forward. Because every time you trust yourself, you send out a signal that says, hey, I'm ready for what's real. And the universe, patient, kind, and infinitely listening, always, always, always responds. I truly believe that. Anyway, I know this was a short episode, but this was something I'm kind of going through right now. I see a fork in the road moment, and I am actually quite a few in different areas of my life. And I'm like, oh, how can I choose myself right now? Where do I choose myself right now? Oh, I don't know quite yet. So I'm going to be patient with it and just process. And I know, and trust in divine timing as well. If you're in that tender space of learning to choose yourself slowly, then I hope that you receive the clarity soon. Anyway, I know this was a short episode. This is just what has been on my mind a lot since I'm in a season where in different avenues of my life, I am listening, pausing at the fork in the road type of moment and just kind of trust in divine timing to see where it goes or what I need to do to choose what I feel is best for me, and also allowing my dreams to come true and my hopes and my desires at this time in life, right? And so I think a lot of us are in that tender space of learning and relearning and continuing to learn to choose ourselves. And sometimes it happens more slowly than other times, right? Sometimes it's easier to just choose yourself in a certain moment than others. And some things are just so big, it takes time to process, and that's okay. So anyway, I hope this episode resonated with you in any way. Also, again, I'm on Substack, Raquel Mantra. My latest post is Fresh Eyes. And with that said, don't forget, we got Witchy Wednesday coming up this week. I hope you had a great Halloween, by the way. Speaking of witches, Jordan got me a cool Taylor Swift-like cloak, Willow Cloak, which again is my favorite song, and I got really excited about it, but we're just going to be passing out candy to the kids that come by and not really doing much, maybe watching some spooky films, horror films. Those are his favorite, so that's going to be fun. Anyway, I hope you had a great Halloween. I hope you have a great November. Hello, Scorpio season. I see you, Scorpios. I love you, Scorpios. You hold a lot of power, Scorpios. Anyway, with all that being said, keep choosing yourself, one honest breath at a time, and you don't have to rush your evolution. You're already right on time. Always remember that. So, thank you as always for being here. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.